Around the country today, stepped up security on city streets, in airports, on subways and trains, and reaction to the dual message from federal and local officials: be on guard, take precautions, but go about your business, and don't alter your plans for the holidays.
Yesterday, Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge announced the National Terror Attack Warning had been raised to Code Orange, the second highest level. Secretary Ridge said there are warnings that Al-Qaeda might be plotting attacks during the holidays, and he said intelligence sources suggest the threat is the most significant since September 11, 2001.
Today at the White House, Ridge's message to the American people was again equal parts vigilance and reassurance.
If you've got holiday plans, go. Don't change them. Don't alter them. There are cultural holidays, there are religious holidays, there are public gatherings, big celebrations, Times Square, Las Vegas, L.A., football games, you name it. And we encourage people to be vigilant and be aware and let the security professionals, the law enforcement community, federal, state, and local officials worry about your security.
Secretary Ridge's statement was later echoed by President Bush.
American citizens need to go about their lives, but as they do so, they need to know that governments at all levels are working as hard as we possibly can to protect the American citizens.
Today, increased security was already visible at many airports. Passengers could hear the warning high alert regularly announced over the PA system at Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson Airport. New Mexico's governor ordered the National Guard to provide additional security at Albuquerque International Airport. And at the Seattle-Tacoma Airport, officials conducted random searches of vehicles. One in four Americans is expected to travel this holiday season. At the moment, both AAA and the American Society of Travel Agents say they're not seeing any significant rise in cancellations because of the orange alert.
In Washington, D.C., security was tighter at federal buildings and monuments. Special SWAT teams patrolled the subway system. And in New York City, police officers, state troopers, and National Guard units were mobilized to landmarks, bridges and tunnels, and commuter trains.